Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buffalo Plus. Mike Catalano along with Dan Fates. We are happy you're with us. Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe as the Bills dominate here against the Washington Commanders. Dan, how about that defense?
This defense, I thought was good. I thought it was good against the Jets. I thought it was better against the Raiders. It was dominant. And there was a lot of talk, and I was one of them, worried about the Commanders' front four. Dominated the Bills' front four was the story of this game. 9 sacks, 5 turnovers, just a complete beatdown by the Bills here in Washington.
Let's give Sean McDermott some credit, right? He took over as defensive coordinator. A lot of talk about how he would handle that. I know it's early. It's only 3 games in. But this is the type of defense fans want to see, right? A type of defense that just takes the ball away.
Not only takes the ball away, I think they learned a little something from the Jets, not only offensively, which we can get into. Sean McDermott was talking about the Jets defense, said they don't do much schematically. They just fly around. That's what I'm seeing out of this Bills defense, flying around. Yeah, they're getting some, they're sending Terrell Bernard, which we'll get to a little bit. But a lot of this is just guys winning. You talked about it. You can scheme up all you want.
Yeah.
Guys are just winning their individual battles. Greg Rousseau, Ed Oliver, Leonard Floyd, Terrell Bernard, they're just winning. And that's what is breeding, you know, this confidence for this defense for the last, what, 3.5 or 7.5 quarters?
Yeah, I asked McDermott about that, about, you know, you can scheme them up, but guys have to make plays. Tan, it feels like every time they're in a position to make a play, they're making that play.
Yeah, it's contagious. That's what he said. It's contagious. It's like baseball. Here's my baseball analogy.
Here we go.
You guys just start getting hits, and then the next head comes up, and you just think you're going to get a hit too because everybody's doing it. So top to bottom, even A.J. Epenesa getting in the mix, impressive showing all around the defense. Can't give enough of a hat tip to them.
All right, I'm going to have Dan right now just pat yourself on the back because we're going to talk about Terrell Bernard. You made the prediction that he'd be the starter.
Great prediction.
I don't remember you predicting that he would be this good 3 games into his career.
No, nobody could have expected that. I'm not going to take that much credit. I'll keep it there. But I will say this, and I tweeted it after the interception. Terrell Bernard has made more splash plays than the other middle linebacker did in his entire career in Buffalo. And I was telling that to a reporter on the sidelines, and he kind of said, well, like, that's a little bit of prisoner of the moment. And then the next series, he had another sack, and then he recovered a fumble, and then he had another couple tackles, and he goes, yeah, you're right. Like, two sacks, the interception.
And a fumble recovery.
I can't remember Tremaine doing that in a season, and he's doing that in a game.
And by the way, the interception
phenomenal.
Was spectacular. I mean, perfect drop in coverage.
Real and
spectacular. And I thought it was. And I thought it was actually a pretty good throw by Hal. He had a little bit of time, and he just dropped in and made that play. He's around the football. You asked him about that. And that comes from preparation, but some guys instinctively are around the ball.
Instinctive.
Yeah.
And that's what he is. And again, we talked about him being able to fly around. He's faster than the other middle linebacker that was here. And he just seems to be putting himself.
We can say his name.
Well, because I'm going to mix him up. Then I'm going to say it's going to be Tremaine Bernard, and I'm going to mix them all up. So I just call him the other.
Or just say Edmonds.
Okay. But the fact is that the balls, you work so hard to put yourself in the right spot, and then the ball seems to find you.
Yeah.
And again, it's part of that contagious feeling of you putting yourself in the right spot, and then you're making plays. That was the big thing. He's making the splash plays.
Talk about making a splash play. A.J. Epenesa.
Apparently he does that all the time in practice.
That's what they told us.
We heard us all about that postgame, that A.J. apparently tips balls and catches them all the time in practice. This was something that they worked on, knowing that Sam Howell would probably hold on to the ball a little bit too long as a young quarterback. Kind of pats it. They knew that they were on that, as well as said Sam's a little bit of the shorter guy.
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny, as A.J. and Greg are massive human beings.
Well, that is true. And also, it's a bit of fundamentals for a pass rusher to get those hands up.
Agreed.
And it sounds easy. You're rushing the quarterback. But in your normal rush, you don't have your hands up. There is that moment where you're not getting to the quarterback.
Agreed.
Hands up. Greg Rousseau, all 11 foot of him, did it last week against the Raiders. Huge play. And then not only does AJ make the play, but he takes it to the house.
Yeah, unbelievable. He said it's first time. He said, as of now, it's the best play and it's the highlight of his NFL career. He was quick to say, right now it is, so far.
It's the kind of play that gets you a new contract.
It's the kind of play that gets you some more playing time. Let's start there.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Tre'Davious White. I said on the Buffalo Plus podcast,
you did.
Trey's been really good. I want to see a Trey White play. And I gave credit, certainly, to Garrett Wilson on that touchdown against
Correct.
The Jets. Trey was there, didn't make it. This was a heck of a play he made for the interception.
They went at him a little bit.
Yeah.
We said, and we talked about it about our five players yesterday. We said that Trey needed to make a Trey play, and he did just that. Huge stop. This defense, we'll get to the whole picture. It's a shutout. Trey played great. The fact of the matter is that the defense made big plays. The fourth down stop, to get the stop on third and goal from the one to push him back to the two, which pretty much kind of sent the message that they weren't going to run it again. So you kind of took that out of their playbook. But phenomenal stop there, and then as well as Trey in the red zone as well.
All right. So you mentioned the shutout.
It's a shutout.
Ron Rivera is a former NFL player. Has been a coach in this league.
Yep.
Sean McDermott respects him as much as anybody in the league. That was embarrassing to kick a field goal down 37-0. What does that prove? I mean, everybody knows a guy can make the field goal. Are you really thinking that this isn't a de facto shutout
anyhow?
It's a shutout.
It's a shutout.
I've rarely seen one so blatantly obvious to just avoid a zero on the scoreboard.
This felt like a college game because there was a ton of Bills fans.
Right.
There was a ton of Bills fans on this side of the stadium, and there was their Commanders fans on that side. And the crowd was booing so hard. And then it was the quiet claps of, we didn't get shut out. You got shut out, Commanders.
Oh,
the Bills
man.
Pitched a phenomenal shutout in every sense of the word. 3 points does not take that away.
I've never seen that in the final, especially from a veteran guy. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't know how much his team cares about it. Maybe he feels for Sam Howell, but like, I mean, I just thought that was, it was, I'd say, embarrassing for them.
We're talking about Terrell Bernard. I mean, you could throw a dart at anybody on the defense, and they played a phenomenal game, in my opinion. Jordan Poyer made some tackles, Micah Hyde had an interception. Ed Oliver's not getting enough attention for how dominant he is in that interior. A couple of the runs that the Commanders had early third quarter when they started to run the ball kind of well, I'm looking around and Ed Oliver's not on the field.
Yeah.
It's not Ed and it wasn't Rousseau. And I'm sitting there going, those guys, I've said it before, they need to be playing all the snaps, as many snaps as they can, because that is the best front that they have. Add in Leonard Floyd, who was playing through an ankle injury, was still phenomenal. I just thought every single player on that defense was phenomenal.
Yeah. And by the way, in a few weeks, Von Miller will be back.
Yeah.
So you can add that to him. What did you think of Josh Allen today?
I loved it. It's not flashy, but we saw, like we talked about, joked around about Chef Allen. He showed restraint, and I thought his composure in the pocket to stay there when he needed to, when he was backed up in his own end zone to find Stephon Diggs, he trusted the protection, and when the protection failed a little bit, he wasn't so quick to go in Superman mode. He rolled out, kept his eyes downfield, knew when to take off. I thought Josh was the perfect level of craziness, Josh, while also being composed, Josh.
He slid, and it was a good slide.
Yeah.
It's Trey Turner slide.
It was a Trey Turner slide. Field was wet.
Yeah.
Good slide.
I mean, really good.
And he says he's going to get some money.
Yeah, because I'm sure his teammates are like, you won't slide. So he's getting some money out of him. He was smart. And you know what? The interception he threw. See, I saw some people tweeting like, oh, he's going to get criticized for that. Very different circumstances here. I mean, he threw it to Gabe. It was one-on-one coverage.
Yep.
He was getting pressured. It was ended up being a punt. It's different than throwing deep for Deontay Hardy when you could have run for the first down in a closer game. I had no problem with that when he took a shot, and he got hit kind of when he threw it. So I didn't think that was bad. I thought he was good. By the way, Stephon Diggs, he's just so good. And when he comes back here, he has played three games at FedEx Field, two of them for the Vikings, one for the Bills. In those three games, he has 25 catches for 353 yards.
It's his stadium.
It is.
It's Diggs Field.
Yeah, it's back here in, what do they call it, the DMV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Landover. Gorgeous stadium.
Yeah. So he's just been so good, and it's almost like you just take it for granted.
And all the pregame stuff, if you haven't seen it, go on to the Buffalo Plus Twitter page or my Twitter page or X's page. Him and his nephew, Aiden, who's Trayvon's son, him pregame, it was just so cool to get to see them interact. And then again, Steph put on a show here.
Yeah. How about the Bills' offensive line in this one?
Phenomenal. The Bills have dominated and blown teams out the last two games because of how good both of their fronts have been. And I know that that makes Sean McDermott just smile when he's eating his ice cream sundae or his malted milkshake to know that his guys on both sides of the line of scrimmage are winning. And that is huge.
Miami put up 70 today.
That's a lot.
What do you think?
So the Bills are 2.5-point favorites next week, which is what I called, because I think these teams are pretty even. Now, this is the most explosive offense, but this will be a massive test for speed. They have not seen speed like this. This was a faster team. This was a better wide receiving core. I thought they got challenged at times, but I thought Trey White and the safeties took that away. And again, the front of the Bills affected Sam Howell from getting in a rhythm. That's what they're going to have to do to Tua. They're going to have to cause him to be uncomfortable in the pocket.
And my last takeaway on this game is they got Miami coming up. There's plenty of tough games on the schedule. They're all tough in the NFL. But 2 weeks in a row, the Bills against an inferior opponent dominated on both lines of scrimmage and blew them out.
Absolutely. That's your takeaway. My big takeaway, Ken Dorsey.
Wow.
2 weeks and in a row. And I know there are people out there that hated the second and 10 runs. And I get it. And I'm not saying I love them. But what they were able to do with pre-snap motion, play action, staying ahead of the sticks, neutralized that really good Commanders front four. They never were able to pin their ears back knowing Josh is going to drop back. They had to respect the run. Now, the Bills didn't run the ball all that much or all that successfully, but it was just enough to keep them honest. And I thought Ken Dorsey deserves a ton of credit for doing just enough so that they weren't able to pin their ears back.
An effective use of the run game to help your quarterback.
Absolutely.
And playing against the opponent.
And you let Josh
Josh. All right. That's going to do it for us right now.
We got a plane to catch.
We have plenty to take care of this week leading up to the Dolphins. Jenna back with us. She's back in the studio today, so plenty of coverage for us. Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. I want your comments on what impressed you the most, and let's start talking Dolphins already. What do you think about that game? It's going to be a lot of fun. For Dan Fates and Jenna Cottrell back at home, I'm Mike Catalano. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time here on Buffalo Plus.